8 kilos from last start. Rachel Kim takes the ride. Drawn a middle gate. I think it can sit a little bit closer, and pretty keen to be with Live and Free around about the 460 mark.
Yeah, 460 now, and of course the Tab Early Bird Specials kick in between 5 and 8 later today if you want to maybe get a little bit of extra price there with the percentages coming down. So the 2 for Tim Ryan, 1-1 Diamond Thunder, and 7-12 Live and Free. Good on you, Tim. Hope it's a winning weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.
Tim Ryan there from Tab. That's it for our news hour. Coming up shortly, the previews for both New South Wales meetings, Grafton and then Goulburn, with the early starts for all of our meetings today. We'll have news regarding the Tab's slot in the Everest around 1:45 to 1:55. Stay tuned to the Sky Racing Network and to Sky Sports Radio. As soon as the name is allowed to be passed on, we'll do that at that time here on the radio. After the break, the full previews for the New South Wales meetings.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Labor's longest-serving Prime Minister Bob Hawke has died at the age of 89, passing away peacefully at home. And now, just one day out from the federal election, the country is mourning a leader that helped shape Australia. All government flags will fly at half-mast today in honour of Mr Hawke, who is arguably one of the most popular Prime Ministers in Australian history. Wallaby star Israel Folau is expected to hear his fate today after he was found guilty of a high-level breach of his contract following a mammoth code of conduct hearing. And people with dementia will be the focus of the final day of the Royal Commission hearing into residential aged care this morning. In sport, West Tigers coach Michael Maguire admits he thought his team had done enough before a late collapse against the Storm last night. The Tigers started strong, but the Storm gathered momentum and with two late tries, giving them a 24-22 win. The result, though, was soured by an ACL injury to forward Christian Welch. South Sydney will have approximately $1 million to spare in their salary cap over the next 18 months after the NRL handed its findings into the Greg Inglis retirement. And Brooks Koepka made US PGA Championship history this morning, but it was a testing first round for Tiger Woods. Defending champ Koepka carded a sublime 7 under par 63 and is in the lead by one shot from Danny Lee after his opening 18 holes. Koepka is the first player to card 63 in back-to-back PGA Championships, making 7 birdies in a dazzling bogey-free round. And tennis bad boy Nick Kyrgios is facing suspension and a heavy fine following the tantrum that led to his default from the Italian Open overnight, just hours after an explosive interview where he ripped into Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic. Kyrgios stormed out of his second round clash with Casper Ruud after hurling a chair onto the court. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Be demanding at Mercedes-Benz with exceptional opportunities this centre financial year. Ask for more at your Mercedes-Benz dealer retailer today. Conditions apply. See website for details. The M5, slow King George's Road into the M5 East Tunnel. Lilyfield City, West Link. Truck and car accident cleared just past Catherine Street, affecting eastbound traffic. Slow Seaforth over the Spit Bridge down towards that Military Road area in a southbound direction. If you see a tosser littering from a car, you now have the power to report them. And they can get a fine. Search report to EPA online to find out how and help keep our environment clean. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
It's the Southern Hemisphere's number one sale of its type. The Magic Millions National Weanling Sale, May 22 to 24 on the Gold Coast. Over 725 lots by a record 119 individual sires, including 28 exciting first season stallions. Graduates of the sale include Group 1 stars Fiero, Zoo Star, Seasons Bloom and Red Cell. It's also the premier sale for Pinhook Success. View the online catalogue now at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Weanling Sale on the Gold Coast, May 22 to 24. The biggest, the best.
If I told you you could be part of a champion pedigree racehorse trained by Robert Heathcote or Chris Muntz, if I told you Schnitzel and Written Tycoon were the size, if I told you you could be part of Magic Millions Day on track, owner side, and you only needed $176 and $15 per month, would you stop dreaming and do it? race better with a racehorse. Be part of it with MyRunners at mirunners.com.
Join Shelley Hancocks to race the rising three-year-old filly by Hassan to be trained by Scott Singleton and Hawkesbury. Hassan, 64% winners to runners, 15 stakes winners, including Lucky Hustler, Fromick and Russin. The Dam, Blue Garter by Snippet Son, won three. This is the second foal. Your 5% share, only $1,500, 180 a month covers cost, 2.5% shares available. Bob's qualified, free replacement offer. For a PDS, call Shelley on 03-5274-9171 or see the website Hancocks, hancox.com.au. AFSL 227-365.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
9:10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got a big day of racing at Grafton. Drew Cookson, track manager there. Morning, Drew.
Morning, Cosy.
Now, how's your day there today?
Oh, the sun's shining, mate. Yeah, we've had a bit of rain the last 24 hours, but... Yeah, we've come up with a soft six this morning.
Soft six, all right.
Yeah.
How much rain did you cop, Drew?
We copped 17 mil in total, over the last 2.5 days sort of thing. So, yeah, it was what we needed. We probably, 10 would have been beautiful, but 17 was just a fraction much. But I think we might get back to a five, sort of, maybe before the first, but during the day, if this weather continues to stay fine, yeah.
All right, and what have you done with the rail today?
The rail's out 4.5 metres from the 1600 to the 400, and then 3.5 the rest of the track. So, yeah, just kept her out a bit.
So a soft six, but there was the potential there for it to be upgraded, do you think, during the day?
Definitely, mate.
All right, good on you, Drew. Enjoy the day.
Good on you, Cozzy.
Thanks, Drew. Drew Cookson at Grafton. Gary Cleese's there. He's going to find the winners for us today. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, beautiful day. Sun beaming down, and like Drew said, this track will improve during the day, mate.
All right, so as we said, a ripper day. Now, the first there, one Hippopus is 51, two Gunbolt, 210, three Hassan, 826, four Looking At You is 14, five Fencord, 420, six Has a Rose, 260, seven Robusto, 51, eight Burley Park, 26. Favourite, 210, number two Gunbolt.
Yeah, I'm 6.253. I'm with Azarose. I loved the win here the other day. That was the first go at the trip. The triple suitor, the drop-in ladle suitor. And no knocks on Gunbolt. He did a good job to win it on the Wednesday meeting at Eagle Farm 16 days ago. I mean, there was only eight runners. He's back running seventh. And when Blake Chin opened him up, he put paid on. Five Thin Court run second to Gunbolt for the same race. Figured in the Stewart's report held up a little bit. They meet more or less on the same terms. I give Hassan, look, I know the three's out right out of form, but he's certainly better than that. He can handle a trip, and he's been here and won here before. 6.253, race one.
Race two, one Champagne Vega is $5, two Chenard, $5.53, Arakaria, 26, four Onset, $4.85, Cambridge Don, 26, six Consoling, $7.50, seven Final Honor, 23, eight Shadow of Mordor, 10, nine Wing Poet, 11, number 10 and a Creon, 4, 11 Globites, JR, 41. Favourite, 10 and a Creon, 4 even.
Yeah, I'm 10.468. I'm with Anacreon, the former Victorian. Look, she's had no luck, and you can nearly ride a ticket on her last five runs. But if she gets luck in running, she'll be hard to beat. Four Onset's doing a good job. Won a maiden here 2 runs ago, run third, beyond without risk last start. So she's in form. Consoling was a lot better last start, the six when they stepped him up first time at the trip. And I mean, as a Rose comes out and performs good in the first, this fellow runs second to her. And I give the 8 a chance, Shadow of Mordor. I know he's had a heap of chances, but he boxed on here behind as a Rose beaten 2.5. 10.4, 6 and 8, race 2.
Third event, 1 Cheverny, 6.52, Dark Comedy, 4.60, 3 Hollis Bolas, 11, 4 Quick Nev, 81, 5 Be Watchful, 6, 6 Delayed Response, 8, 7 Gypsy Aria, 34, 8 out, 9 Private Edition, 3.90, 10 out, 11 Sportini, 34, 12 Texas Target, $8, 11 out, 13 out rather, 14 Hugs and Kisses, 31, 15 multiplied, 19, 16 Arcadian Shores, 41, 17 out. 390 favourite, number 9 private edition.
Looks hard to beat, Sean, 9.562. Loved his running, or her run here, first go for the new yard, the former Victorian, to come from near last over 1,006 and hit the line, good beaten, 0.9 of a length. She's only got to back that up to be hard to beat. 5B Watchful loved her first up run, blundered shortly after jumping and then got tightened up and got back and hit the line good. So with only 54.5 kilos in the improvement with the run under her belt, I want to have a look at the 6 Delayed Response. Resumes a so you think 3-year-old filly that had 4 starts last prep and was in the Stewart's report nearly all of them and has got ability. And 2 Dark Comedy, I've got a little query on him running the trip, but he's going good enough at the moment. 9562, race 3.
On to the fourth one, Stealthy $4, 2 out, 3 Collingwood 10, 4 Wildcard 51, 5 Cherokee 8, 6 Delmore 10, 7 Happy Frank 12, number 8 Jet Pilot 480, 9 out, 10 Mr. Rock 41, 11 My Boy Fred 12, 12 Snippets Line 750, 13 out, 14 Tickets for Youth 15, 15 Blind Love 11, 16 Red Ripper 51, the favourite at 4 even, 1 Stealthy.
Hard race, Sean, 8-5-1-12. Oh, look, I'm just with the Jet Pilot. I mean, if you look at his last two runs at Newcastle and here at Grafton, he hasn't been far away. He gets a soft gate. He has had 9 goes, 1 placing. Blinkers go back on him, so I'm happy enough to stay with him. 5 Cherokees, probably the danger. He's yet to be placed in a few goats in the Street Grill stable, but his last 3 or 4 runs have been a lot better, and he would not find any easier maiden. 1 Stealthy run, 10th at 10th at Port the other day, beyond Lily of China beaten 13. Obviously, there was excuses. He's better than that. And I give a chance around the 12 Snippets line to the 4 solid runs back. 8-5-1-12, race 4.
Okay, on to race 5. 1 San Sierra, 6.50. Number 2, Mascade Force, 9.50. 3 Rock on Destiny, 23. 4 Polino, 26. 5 Princess Hill, 6.50. 6 Cersei Sean, 6.50. 7 Red Wolf, 10. 8 Black Machine, 12. 9 Quick Cash, 26. Number 10, Vivid Image, 10. 11 Lilia, 6.50. Well, Lady Clare, $5, 13 through to 16 out. Favourite the bottom one, 12 Lady Clare open race, $5.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Sean. 5, 10, 6, and 11. 5, 10, 6, 11. On with the 5 Princess L. One run back. She drew off the track wide. She's a 2-times winner here. She gets a soft gate, and she'll get a better run than what she did at Coffs Harbour last start. 10 Vivid Image is the danger. Pretty smart little mare and needs an alley and gets an alley here today and absolutely loves it here at the Grafton Circuit. 6 Sheriff Sean, you could make excuses for a last start. Tightened up shortly after jumping and got into a bit of trouble down the back. I think the key that she draws good and gets back to 1,000. And 11 Elliot puts in day in, day out, and then never any different. 5, 10, 6 and 11, race 5.
All right, on to race 6, 1 Saxophone, 4.60, 2 Lethal Dream, 9, 3 out, 4 Imperial Eagle, 7.50, 5 Vacate, 8.50, 6 out, 7 Mount Heidi, $5, 8 out, Chiquilla, 5.50, 9 Jehez, 11, 10 Gold Sky, 6.50, 11 Windcatcher, 41, 12 out, 13 Smiling All, 41, 14 Berserker, 41, 15 Take Time to Chill, 41, and 16 My Boy Salido, 81. Favourite, 4.60, 1 Saxophone.
Yeah, I'm with the Eagle, Imperial Eagle, 4.157. Alan Denham, he's had two runs back. He's got a great third up record, this guy. He's got a bit of a sticky gate to contend with. We've only seen him once here at Grafton when he run third behind Victorum, but I like his last run at Gosford. I like the way he got home. No knocks for the toppy Saxophone. The former Victorian has had 3 runs for Johnny Shelton, been in the money all of 3. First time he gets to the 12.15 today for the new yarn. 5 Vacate. He was just run off his legs from a bad gate over 1,000. 12.15 all suiting right down to the ground. I give 7 Mount Heidi. She did a good job to win here 11 days ago. Just gets that little bit of a sticky gate today. 4-1-5-7 race 6, Sean.
Right, the 7th event now. 1 Landmarks, 9.52 Danco is 5. 3 Hellerosity, 31, 4 out. 5 Golden Comet, 6.50. 6 Diamond and Crown, 14. 7 Queen of Kingston, 2.30. 8 Star of Arata, 7.50. Number 9, Central Witness, 19. 10 Hesco Gold, 31. 11 Jets Cracker, 13. 12 Respetta, 61. 2.30 favourite, 7 Queen of Kingston.
Good race. 7-2-11-8. I'm with the Queen of Kingston. What did she run third at Belna that open? Came and run second in the qualifying championship here at the Ionless Gope and went to the championship behind Noble Boy, beaten 3.5. Nice 5-week freshen up back to the 1,200 metres. To Danko, look, he's flying. He's won 2 out of his last 3. Forget he's run at Doomben last start. He was off the track from a bad gate. I give 11 Jets Cracker. This crack keeps improving. With only 51 kilos, he's a player. An 8 Star Harada has had 2 solid runs back, and he drops 4.5 kilos. 7-2-11-8 in race 7. Sean?
And the 8th event, 1 out, 2 Medicine Ball, 3.23 Northern Wild Rose, 5.50, 4 The Big Eater, 9, 5 Chance of Rain, 7.50. 6 Iron Perfect, 23, 7 Caribou, 15, 8 Lightning Pageant, 10, 9 Koala Star, 13, 10 Red All Day, 14, 15 out, 11 out rather, 12 Named After, 16, 13 Chiquilla, 81, 14 Immune, 11, 15 Blue Motti, 41, 16 Yankee Express, 23. Favourite 3.20, 2 Medicine Ball.
Yeah, he was good here too, the former Victorian. 258, 2583. Look, it's never easy to do go maiden up in grade, but I don't think this is any stronger. And like I said, he did a good job here. Medicine Ball to win. By chance, the rain, won a maiden 2 runs ago at Armidale. Went to Tamworth on Cup Day, beaten 2.3. So that's pretty good form for a race like this. 8 Lightning Padgett. Want to have a look at her in the yard. Marianne Brosden's got it. She's been doing a fair deal of racing, but Marianne's backed and freshened her up. And 3 Northern Wilder Rose did an enormous job to win on debut at Kempsey. I don't know how strong the field is, but there was plenty of merit in that win. 2.5, 8.3 for me in the last, Sean.
Any good things there, Gary?
Like 2. I'm going to kick off in the first race, 1, number 6, as a Rose, and go to race 3, number 9, Private Edition. They're my 2 best. Quaddy numbers, Sean, wide in the first 2 legs with 5, 10, 6, and 11. 4.1, 5.7, second leg. And 7.2 and 11, and 2.5 and 8 in that last leg. But beautiful conditions, right through, and good days racing downtown Grafton, mate.
Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you late, Dale, throughout the day.
You're a champion. See you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Gary Cleese at 19 past 10, Sky Sports Radio, racing today as well at Goulburn. John Scorse is there. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Goulburn today on a Friday. A big 8 race card. Fair bit of depth to a lot of these races as well. Look, the opener is at an early start, an early finish, 2:12, the first on the 8 race card. Rail, it's out 3 metres. And look, we're kicking off on a soft 5, but probably good enough, close enough to a good 4 throughout the day. Now, we get racing gets underway with a 1,300 metre maiden. I made it 2.15 and 4 here. I think it's the day for recording to win for the Snowden. Coming back from a 1,500 metres, he's tacking a few debutants and lightly race types. And he's got a good gait to boot, so I see him getting the right run here, and he might be the strongest at the end. I'll go with recording to win on top. Oxel's been very good. She was good Wednesday before last at Canberra and at Mudgee the 2 runs prior. A bit of a sticky gait for her with a lot of speed drawn inside is the worry, but she's certainly close to a win, this filly by Denman. Then we've got this horse, Pure Faith, for the Freedman. Only had the all for Richard Freeman and his brother Michael. Only had the one run, and that was it in town. Meters worked hard the whole way and got tired late. It might be a bit fitter and back to country grade here. Stable having a great run. And Miss Whistleland on debut in a 1,300 gets the blinkers on. Good trial winner recently, and from gate one, she might put a bit of speed on here. 2.15.4 in the first, Sean. Then we get to a Colson Goldings maiden race, 2, again over the 1,300 meters. Thought the best bet comes up here in Birdie, 5.3, 1, and 7 for me. Gee, I like the way this fella looked at Wagga on debut. At Cup Day there on the heavy, and he drew deep, went back, made a good run at them in the straight, and just got tired beyond a couple of race fit types, and they were seasoned as well. Flora Bell won at Lachey's Pauper, got a good gait, up in trip, on his home track. A fair few ticks there. I'll go with it and make it the good thing of the day. Good opposition probably by a local horse as well, the Bluesmobile for Johnny Bateman. Massive improvement at second race start at the big odds there beyond where off. Let's Get Animal ran third in the race. It's won impressively at Albury since. Again, drawn nicely and the backing trip back 100 metres, probably not the end of the world. You've got Make an Offer here for Timmy Martin. Got out, ran them along there, over 1,200 first up, which is probably a little bit too keen with the hoods on debut. Was run down by I'm a Legend, though, and we saw what he done yesterday, again, going back-to-back at Wyong. So, opened a good improvement. And Brava del Campos, certainly looking for this type of trip, a third up from a spell, this fella, for Matty Smith. And has been getting back running on okay, and the big track and the extra trip will suit this. But I think Birdie's nice and progressive. 5 a good thing, 3, 1, and 7 in the second. Sean gets us to a benchmark 66 again at the 1,300. Won't have to move the gates here. Made it 5, 1, 6, and 2. Real track specialist, this girl in the solo. She's 3 from 3 here. And the Newcastle effort was sound. Hawkesbury Pride, that good winner on this track at this trip the run prior. So she puts us the unbeaten on the line here. Gate one gets to the right run, and I'll go with her on top. Your witness, look, out of Newcastle, got held up a little bit there. Look, likes it here at, or likes the big tracks, particularly here at Goulburn. We want the speed on, but with the Art of Dance in there to run along, it should get its chance in the straight. I've got a second in the tip. 6, goes in here for sure. Pareto on first up, for Mandy Turner, Mauro Paletti. Good record on this track and a good gate. Kath O'Hara won't be far off these all the way. And two Art of Dance. She's been going a little bit hard in the races, but look, she's a race bit mare. She's unbeaten on the track and she'll give them all a good side here. Pretty open event, really. 5-1, 6-2 in race three. Sean gets us along to this Country Maiden place. This one, really good open race. I made it 12, 6, 9, and 7. Please of My Heart was really good on debut. This mare by Your Song was just mowed down by Persepolis there. Should be a little bit fitter for the run. And look, she seemed to be a little bit lost in front. So I don't know whether she'll lead, but there's a stack of speed in the race. She'll be right there all the way. And better for that first up run. She'll take some holding off here. I'll go Peace of My Heart on top. Fabulous Brand, for Maddie Dahl was pretty good a couple of times last preparation. Comes out of a really hot $40,000 maiden at Maruya. Placed at Canberra behind Hylonomy. A repeat of that type of form. We'll see it not far off here. The gate is a little bit of a concern for me. 9, the stablemate to Peace of My Heart, Nanette, was really good on debut of only one trial and ran into Fusca down there the first day of the carnival at Sapphire Coast. It'll be better for that first up preparation. And 7, Foxy Jan for Wayne Hudd was pretty handy on debut. Got back a mile and made up good ground at the end of the 1,000 and should be better for the experience and well drawn. Good local flavour there. 12, 6, 9 and 7 in race 4. Sean gets us to the first leg of the Quadrella, a benchmark 58 over the metric mile. And this is quite open, but now that he's struck Spectre, he might well go on with it here. 8, 6, 4, 3 for me. Got the right run in behind them, Spectre, and put them away nicely. Dehaga, a nice two-year-old, come out of the pack and chased him down, and it went really well again at Kembla through the week. So, look, never easy to jump the grade, as we always say, but he's got the right gait and up to the mile. He's just come back a nice horse this time in, so I'll go with him on spec, pardon the pun. 6, hold all tickets, is fit and in good form. It chased home highly desired last time. It was just mowed down at Kembla on Tuesday. So expect she's right at a peak after 3 runs this preparation. She won't be far off these. 4, Miller Jewel in rare form for Nat Jarvis this preparation. She's got a good record on this track and trip as well. So the speed should be on. She'll be strong late. And V8, very, very good performance first up from a spell. And look, gets out to the miles, a bit of a query, but he seems to have come back a nice horse this time in. Toughest race of the day. 8, 6, 4 and 3 in the first leg of the Quadrella. Sean gets us along to this Class 2 1400 race 6. And again, I made it 5, 8, 6 and 10. Nat Jarvis, I'm with the Nat Jarvis camp again. He was Heavenly Thunder. Look, broke at Stark last time. The runs prior, or broke through last time in a Class 2. The runs prior this preparation have both been really handy. I just think it was ridden against its pattern last time with the hoods on. They may well get a sit on it, but it's got the right form whatever way it goes, and I'll go with it again against an even bunch of horses. 8 Upper House has really turned the corner this time in. He was very good winning at Gundagai. Had the 3-week break, was terrific down there at Wagga at the Carnival Beyond Bricks. Got back and finished off strongly. He's got a better gait today. I don't know if he'll be too much closer, but he seems to be in the right frame of mind this time in, for want of a better word. So I've got to throw him in there somewhere. 10, Butteroo Prince. Hasn't had anything go his way, this fellow. He needs a little bit of tempo on, but he's got a good gait to get some cover today. So I'd overlook his last couple of runs. He's a better horse than what he's produced in his first few runs this time in. And Kappa Moore, super consistent, wasn't she last time in? She's resuming off that maiden win at the mile. And in a Class 2, she's not without a chance either. Again, pretty open. 5, 8, 10, and 4 in race 6. Gets us along this Fillies and Mares 1,200 metre race, race 7, Sean. 4, 8, 3, 2 for me. Think like a fox. She can be a little bit in and out. She's certainly got the potential here. Look, first up record's been very, very good. Look, last time first up, pardon me, she went into Dr. Manhattan and didn't get warmed up till the race was all over. So I think every prep she'll get a little bit better, and potential-wise she's the one to be with here. So I'll go with Think Like a Fox. 8, Luxurial, out of the 1,200 again, was pretty good, although beaten a long way behind Dr. Zeus. He romped in there. Again, after three runs, it should be Cherry Right, and the middle gate suits it. Three goes in here, positive piece for Bjorn Baker. Nice stratum filly. She won with ridiculous ease at Orange before a break. I love to see them spell after a win. Couple of nice trials, good gate. Going to be riding the fight all the way. And two, Arondis Mont. The horse have always had a lot of time for, didn't have much go its way first up at Maruya. And again, on her home track, she's not without a chance. Go wide in that leg of the quaddy, Sean. 4, 8, 3, and 2. And the lucky last. Pretty tricky event, a benchmark 58 over the 1,200 metres. Stayed up the top with ease, the hot shot, 1.734. Went under at Musclebook last time, just, but look, the run, the win prior to that at Mudgee Beat, it's stablemate in Oxel, lightly raced, good gate. Look, a three-year-old tackling the older horses with a bit of weight, but he looks progressive. A lot of these not so. So we're going to go with ease, the hot shot with the right run here. 7 for sure, Captain Ryder. Forever and Lucy Longmire. This was terrific last time in that heat of the highway behind Major Danger. Got back, flooded home late in the piece. Extra 100 going to suit it. We'll want the speed on him. The map's a little bit grey here, but I've got him in second pick. Look, outside those, I went with one. Stoney's had two runs off a 66-week break. Went 1,200 back to the 1,000 at the Sapphire. Gets to the right trip with a cheeky run. He's not without some type of chance here. And the four ready set thing, the old timer's racing quite well. And back to the 1,200 metres, he'll be strong late. 1.734 in the lucky last. Sean, great day's racing at Goulburn today. I think the best bet comes up in race 2, a pretty progressive type in Verdi. So race 2, number 5, my best from Goulburn today. And I'll bring you all the late mail from the yard. Good punting.
Good on you, John. It's 10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. With the Melbourne Storm pulled off a 24-22 win over the West Tigers last night. Storm centre Will Chambers scored in the 77th minute to give the home side the victory after they appeared headed for their third consecutive loss to the Tigers. The win, though, was soured with Christian Welch suffering a potentially season-ending injury. Meanwhile, it's D-Day for Jack DeBellin, who will find out this afternoon if he's allowed to return to the NRL, while Wallabies prop Tom Robinson will make his first Super Rugby start of the season in the New South Wales Waratahs must-win conference derby with the Queensland Reds tomorrow night. Sydney co-captain Dane Rampey has accepted the sanctions handed down by the AFL in response to two incidents that overshadowed the Swans' win over Essendon. And Nick Kyrgios has been defaulted from his second-round Italian Open clash against Norway's Casper Ruud. After the hot-headed Aussie hurled a chair onto the court, Kyrgios was given a code violation for unsportsmanlike conduct after being broken early in the third set. That's all the latest on sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the round with Guinea.
Speed.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Class.
Here comes the favourite Astern, and the colt is letting rip with a big run.
Brilliant. You'll find them all on the Dali roster, from local hero to world-renowned champion. Proven stallions to the next big thing. See our new roster and fees at dali.com.au. Success in the ring and on the track starts with a Dali stallion, and the rest will follow.
Celebrate the past and 2019 inductees into the Australian Racing Hall of Fame at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday, May 18. Headlined by the $150,000 listed Lord Mayor's Cup. Book your winter racing hospitality package and share the warmth with Winter Racing. Australian Racing Hall of Fame Day at Rose Hill Gardens. Advance tickets from $15. Hospitality packages from $50. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 3 at Doomben, Rose Hill and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1 to 3 at Doomben, Rose Hill and